This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones to get this episode and any one of our previous episodes. Now, to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. With any personal questions that you have that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money, but we specialize in everything that involves a dollar sign, folks. That's including tax planning, when you can retire, when to take Social Security, mortgage, auto loans, leasing, investments, insurance, estate planning, folks, anything that involves a dollar sign. And we are currently offering a free financial assessment that helps relate this show to your specific situation, where we can answer any questions that you have in regards to personal finance. Give us a call, as we have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We typically charge $500 for this assessment, and we'll give it to you at no cost. Just reference the radio. Now, we are talking about a whole bunch of things that has happened these days, and we are talking about the tax planning, the tax bill, the tax reform, whatever you want to call it, that is up and running, and it looks like that's going to happen, and a lot of people, some are very happy about it, some are not happy about it, but the point is it's here, and you need to know what you have to do to take advantage of this situation, and we will be talking about certain tax strategies for you that could make sense. Folks, here is why I always mention the difference of somebody who does tax planning versus tax preparation. There are certain things that need to be done by December 31st. This is a tax planning strategy that will reduce your taxes in this current tax year that you will not and may not be getting next tax year. So here's the issue. If you have a tax preparer, you're going to see him next year. And it's already too late. And most of the time what I see, people have only tax preparers, which is logical. You need someone to do your taxes. But if you only meet with your accountant once or twice a year, that's a tax preparer. You need someone who does tax planning. You need to talk to people before the year is over to see what strategies help you that understand your full financial situation and things you need to do. Tax planning is something that not all tax preparers do. I'll go as far as saying very little tax preparers actually do, because you have to meet multiple times for this type of planning work. And so what you have to do is understand your current financial situation and what your financial situation looks like under the new tax law. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about things that you should do this year, guys, by December 31st. Needs to be done. Folks, I know Christmas is coming, and I'm not trying to be a Grinch, so I'm not going to ignore the fact that Christmas is coming. So I do want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. God bless everybody. But there's also things that need to be done for taxes. And taxes are the things that, whether you know it or not, is the biggest expense that you have. So let's talk about what you need to be doing. So currently, you have to know that a standard deduction versus an itemized deduction. You have to know the difference between the two. And most people do not know the difference between the two. So it is extremely important that you know if you are itemizing or if you are taking a standard deduction. So what's a standard deduction? Well, folks, if you are single, that's $6,300. You can get $6,350 to be exact. $6,300, okay? If you're married, multiply by two. So that's $12,600. This is a standard deduction, which means is if you have any other deductions, such as mortgage interest, property tax, state taxes, any charitable, any medical, any other unreimbursable expenses like work and professional fees, folks, if you add all of that together, now I do know the medical and the other option of reimbursable expenses, they're limited to something called adjusted gross income. But for the most part, let's keep it very simple and say if it's under $12,600, we're assuming you're married, then you're taking a standard deduction. Why would you itemize something that is less than the standard deduction? The government is being so nice to us and giving us a standard deduction. Now, if you have more write-offs, then you will itemize. Okay? And remember, if you're single, it's $6,300. If you're married, it's $12,600. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we are talking about the tax reform and things you need to do. But before we tell you what you need to do, you have to understand how it works. Because if you don't understand how it works and you don't know how to take advantage of this. So we're explaining you the difference between itemized deduction and standard deduction. So, by the way, here in Southern California, because our state taxes are so high, most people are taking an itemized deduction because of our state taxes. Also, property tax is high in this state. Hello, I know some of us are lucky enough to be grandfathered in with Prop 13, but for the most part, a lot of us, it's hard to find a home under $500,000 in Southern California. That means your property tax is $6,000 a year, roughly. So, here's the thing. In the new tax reform, Congress is looking to double, almost double, the standard deductions. This is important for so many reasons. So currently, each person would be getting about $12,200, which means if you're married, it would be about $25,000 in a standard deduction, which means you have to write off more than $25,000 to be able to itemize. But there is one glitch in this system, and that glitch is some of our biggest itemized deductions are our property tax and what we pay in state tax. Now, if some of you are questioning, what do you mean pay in state tax? Well, this is what they withhold from your paycheck every time you get paid. Whenever you prepay California tax, you get the write-off later on. That's why some of you, when you get a refund, you know why you have to pay taxes on your refund? Some of you get really upset about that because you got the deduction from the previous year. That's why you have to pay it. It's not a double tax. Then, of course, that's if you're taking a standard deduction, that would be annoying. But nonetheless, you have to know that they are increasing the standard deduction to $25,000. And they're also wanting to limit your state tax and property tax for a combined $10,000. Folks, that's a kind of a big deal. I'm going to restate that. Most people, if you have a home in Southern California and you have a property tax payment of, let's say, $10,000, that means whatever you pay for the state of California, you do not get the write-off on that anymore. That's a big, big deal because they're limiting that to $10,000. This really hurts states like California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and so on, which has really high property taxes. By the way, if I've already lost you here, because this is not the easiest of conversations, but I'm trying to explain it into a way, and that's why I'm going really slow at this, to make sure you can do this, because I haven't even talked about the strategies just yet. But folks, give us a call. This is why we're offering a free financial assessment, because what I'm about to share with you could save you thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars, just in the next two tax years. Folks, give us a call, as we have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help you put together a tax plan for you that can make sure you can do tax reduction strategies today. And folks, you have to act now. If it's past December 31st, then it's over. It is over, because this tax reform is going to affect all of us, and some for the better. What I'm talking about is just ways to take advantage today. So, We just got done talking about how the standard deduction for people who are married are $12,600, and it's about to jump up to almost $25,000. Here's why that's relevant. Because even if they give us a standard deduction of $25,000, this still limits the property tax and the state tax to $10,000, which means you need $15,000 of additional write-offs, whether that's in charity, whether that's in medical expenses, which who wants that, and then unreimbursed other expenses. Folks, it's going to be very difficult to do that because, like I said, some of our biggest write-offs are our property tax and what we prepay in state tax. Now, don't get me wrong, you still will get mortgage interest write-off. I haven't forgot about mortgage interest. So that's still a write-off, but the problem is they are completely limiting your property tax and the state taxes. So what to do? Isn't that the question? That's why I'm talking about this right now. It's because what can you do today before December 31st to make sure you take full advantage of the tax write-offs that are due for you? And what I'm about to suggest is going to help in two ways. It's going to help in way number one in 2017, and then the not worrying about losing deductions in 2018. So this strategy, it's rare because it will actually help you in 2 years. And all you're doing is cherry picking the two tax years and the strategies in each of those years. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at, yet again, the standard deduction and the itemized deduction and how it changes from 1 year to the next, how it doubles in 2018, which means you have to understand, depending on your financial situation, especially that they cap the $10,000 in property tax and state taxes, they're going to cap that. What will you be next year? Are you going to be in a standard deduction or are you going to be in a itemized deduction? Because here's the thing, most people that I see are going to be in a standard deduction, which means this is the year to itemize as much as you can. This is the year to take advantage of talking to a tax professional, to talking to somebody who is a tax advisor and does tax planning. Because what we're going to talk about once we go on a break here, and we're going to go on a break and we're going to go in great detail of these tax strategies of what you should be doing, we're going to discuss how you could be taking advantage of this situation. I mean, this is what's happened, because when you look at the tax rates right now, it's actually potentially going to be lower for a lot of you, which is a good thing. So let's discuss the things you can do today and how it can help in 2018. Folks, we'll be right back after a few words. Stay with us. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance, and right now we are discussing property taxes, state taxes, and new tax reform, and the things you should be doing before December 31st. But before we jump into that, I want to wish you and your families all a very, very Merry Christmas. Tis the season, so God willing, everybody is with their families at this time, as today is Christmas Eve. But I am emphatically talking about tax reform because, guys, they didn't give us much time for planning. And I was going to talk about all these cool things about Christmas and how much people spend and what you should be doing, but right now the priority is tax reform, and you need to act now. So I did want to discuss a recap from the first segment where we talked about a standard deduction versus an itemized deduction. Currently, standard deduction in 2017 is $12,600 for married. They're looking to jump that up to almost $25,000. It's almost double, which is pretty cool, assuming you don't own a house. So, and assuming you're not in high income. but still, it is very, very helpful. Very good. So here are some strategies I'm going to recommend for you that could make a lot of sense. Yet again, you have to understand how. Here are the main ones: what your property tax is, what you pay in state and local taxes, also mortgage interest, and charitable deductions. These are the big ones that most people get. The other two, which is medical expenses and unreimbursed expenses, that's limited to AGI. I'm not going to go into much detail on that. So anyway, we are going to discuss, once you figure out your situation, what you should be doing. Here's recommendation number one. I would prepay my property tax by December 31st. So you have to do it now, and you can do it online these days so you don't have to worry about the crunch time. So I would prepay this the property tax that's normally due in April. Now, I know yours just got done. You just got done paying it in December. I get that. December 1st. I get it. But do it again for the second installment. Now, if you guys have mortgage payments that's impounded, where you're paying it part of your impound payment, then I'm sorry. You don't have much of an option there. You just have to stick with that. But for those of you who decided to take control of your property tax, I would heavily recommend that you would go ahead and you prepay that second installment. And here's why. Remember, they in the new year, they are going to, Congress, the IRS, is going to limit your write-offs to $10,000 between state tax and property tax. They're going to limit it to $10,000. Most Americans, that's their biggest expense, are those two items, that and their mortgage interest, assuming they have a mortgage. So by prepaying it in the third, the second installment this year in 2017, which means you would technically have three half payments for this year. You have the one that was due in spring of 2017, one that was due in fall of 2017, and you're prepaying the one in 2018. Doing that all this tax year because you have, in theory, an unlimited write-off on property tax in this current tax code. I would heavily recommend that you take advantage of that, prepaying that. Why? Because you'll get 100% of the write-off in 2017, and you might be limited in 2018. Number two is your state taxes. By the way, if you need help with this, if this is something that you feel that you could take advantage of to getting professional help, or you want more than just this radio show to be able to generalize your situation, folks, we are offering a free financial assessment where we're focusing mostly on tax planning. Give us a call. We can help. Just mention you heard us from the radio. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So we are discussing how now prepaying some state tax could make a lot of sense for you, and here's why. You are currently allowed to get a write-off for the state of California, which means I would prefer to pay today a quarter four estimated payment through California. I think it's called Form 540ES, and do quarter four payment. Doing that, you would get yourself a write-off for this tax year. And then what you can do is next year, adjust your payment voucher, adjust your how much you pay in state taxes, because you would have already pre-funded next year, 2018's taxes. Because here's the thing, you might not be able to write that off for 2018 for two reasons. They limit it at $10,000, which might make you take the standard deduction. It is so important you understand your financial situation, because if you prepay them, what does that mean? Send them a check for $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 or more if you can afford to, because you're going to get the write-off in this tax year. And you might not even get it next tax year. Like I said, you might even be doing a standard deduction. So all the write-offs, all the payments that you make, you're not being able to get it anyway. I would take full advantage of that, folks. I'm going to restate that again. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host to More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. So we are talking about right now about prepaying your state tax. If you prepay your state tax this year, in 2017, you will 100% be able to write that off. Now, if you wait till next year, they're limiting that to $10,000 between your state and property tax, which means you might not be able to write it off. On top of that, If you prepaid it this year, you do get it. Next year, like I said, you might not even get it because they cap it at $10,000. It is so vital that you understand that. Because you could be saving taxes on two separate years, 2017, because you for sure will get the write-off if you send them a check for $5,000, $10,000. But then again on next year, because they might cap you at $10,000. So whatever you prepaid in state tax, you won't even get the tax write-off for it. Folks, this could save you some major money. And yet again, not just this year, but next year too, because it could be a lost write-off. The last thing I want to talk to you about is charity. Now, 'tis the season of giving, and God bless all of you who have given, whether it's in a religious organization, whether it's tithing, whether it's philanthropy work, or just any homeless shelter or kids organization, or any of the disasters that's happened throughout this country or the world. We want to thank you from the bottom of our heart, and God bless you all. We also want to make sure that you are taking advantage of the tax benefits of giving to a nonprofit organization. Under this new tax bill, it's going to be very hard to take advantage of these tax benefits. They're still giving you charitable deductions, but the standard deduction is $25,000. That's pretty high. So you would have to have a high mortgage payment or a high balance because property tax and insurance are capped at $10,000. So that means you would have to have at least $15,000 in mortgage interest for you to be able to write off anything on charity. Folks, this is extremely important because a lot of people, they bank on that heavily. Well, if you're going to be taking a standard deduction, that means anything that you give to the charity is not written off. So my recommendation is opening up something that's called a donor advised fund. This fund allows you to prepay your charitable donations. What does that mean? If you wanted to take $10,000, $20,000 and put it into this donor advised fund, what that allows you to do is use that fund for future years. So doing that in future years allows you to not have to take the write-off in future years, but takes it in this year now. So being able to take that write-off this year guarantees you that, number one, you will itemize the deduction, and number two, you'll be able to get a secure write-off in an itemized deduction in 2017 versus a standard deduction in 2018. This is extremely vital that can save you thousands. And on top of that, to even do double tax savings, you're able to do that for 2017 and 2018, which allows you to do standard deductions going forward. This can be very important, especially if you are invested in the stock market. You may be able to move over appreciated stocks. What does that mean? Investments that has grown in value. Instead of paying capital gains tax on there, you can move it into the charitable fund. This way, you get the tax write-off of what you move in because the charity will not pay the taxes. Folks, this strategies, I know we've gone over it a short period of time. We went over fairly quickly. It's extremely important that you talk to a professional. And this is part of the reason we are offering a free financial assessment where we can help you with your tax situation. We can help you with your financial situation. We can help you with the strategies you need to do and the ways that you can save money legally. Remember, we practice tax avoidance, not tax evasion. That's a whole different type of retirement, if you know what I'm saying. So the idea here is that you need help. Everybody needs help. These things we're talking about is for the average Joe. Sometimes people think you need hundreds of thousands of dollars to speak with a professional, and that is not the case. Just call us and ask your question. Just call us and see if you're a good candidate to come in, or we can just answer it over the phone. Folks, that's what we do, and that's how we can help. And this is why we're offering a free financial assessment that normally we charge $500 for. We got all offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Take full advantage of it, folks. That's what we're here for, and that's why we have grown to the fifth fastest growing firm in the United States of America per Financial Advisor Magazine of last year, and we're on track to do even better this coming up year. So we're excited for those results when they do come out. Folks, we want to thank you for joining us this show, especially on Christmas Eve. I'm sure you're in the car on your way to the loved one's house. So we want to thank you so much for listening in. We want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. Feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone. You can get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation where we can help relate this show to your specific situation. Tune in every weekend. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week. God bless, and have a Merry Christmas.